Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today for the broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, we began a message entitled Waiting to Soar. And I should mention, especially if you're a new listener, if you ever miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, just feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the podcast, and they're archived there, and so you can listen at your convenience anytime. Praise God. Well, we've been talking about the dreams and desires that God has given to us, and I don't care how old you are, in every season of your life, God has a plan for you. He has a purpose, and as Christians, sometimes we experience a lot of frustration because those purposes, those plans, don't seem to be very clear, and or else He has spoken them to us, and it's like nothing's happening. What's going on? And we're in a waiting period. Well, God is the author and the controller and manager of time. And what does the scripture say? He will accomplish all, He will perfect that which concerns us. David said, "My times are in thine hands." So as we accept Jesus, I mean, our lives, of course, even when we're before we're born, He's known us. He's understood that we are eventually at some point become part of His family. And that's a decision every one of us makes. Or just because we're born into a Christian family doesn't mean automatically we're enrolled in the scrolls of heaven. We have to make a decision and choose the Lord. There's no second or third generation Christians, amen, in terms of the spiritual blessings and privileges being passed on. God honors the human will in such a wonderful way. He created man in His image, and He will not transgress. He will not force Himself upon man. And He stands at the door and knocks, but He wants us willingly to open to Him. He's a perfect gentleman, the Holy Spirit is, and He allows us to make our decisions. And you see, that's one way we can contrast the things of God, the ways of God, with the things of the world, is that there's always pressure in the world. You've got to do this now. There's a demand. There's not the freedom and the liberty to just quietly and without pressure make a decision. And even our flesh nature, the devil, he certainly pursues that. You know, you've got to, there's another scripture I love because I'm always in the fast lane in terms of, I always have a lot to do, so I'm always working fast and furious. But I've had to quote it to myself, "He that believeth shall not make haste." So often have you found, you know, what's that old adage, a stitch in time saves nine? And if we, there's another, I can't think of it right now, but if we hurry and, you know, haste makes waste, that's it, exactly. Have you found that? I mean, if I'm in such a hurry, you just, if you'd slow down, you wouldn't have to repeat your steps. You know, you drop something and got to go back and pick it up. So there's spiritual principles, and I'm asking the Lord. In fact, every time I ask something for the Lord, I'm extending it to my spiritual family. I pray for my UCM partners every day, and we're actually a real family. I care very much. God's kept this ministry relatively small, so especially the regulars that write every month, and He's made me a detail person, so I really know what's going on. If I don't hear, I get concerned. It's like, Lord, have them to write. You know, is everything okay? Praise God. But God, in order to fulfill His plans for our lives, wants us to be healthy. What did He speak through John? Beloved, it is God's will for us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. He wants health in our entire being, body, soul, and spirit. And it's His will for us to prosper in all of these areas. So often we hear prosperity and we just think financial. Well, that's just such a small part of it. It's It's the ability to live an abundant life. And we can't do that if we're not healthy physically. If we're in pain, it's very hard to be energetic and to do the things that normally would be part of our schedule. Isn't that true? And so it is in our spiritual walk, or emotionally. If we're not healthy emotionally, the enemy comes in so many areas, and he gets us tripped up, and there's, you know, it's the yo-yo Christians, up one day, down the next. God wants us in a steadily increasing plane of changing, being transformed from glory to glory. And so we need to start getting healthy in our lives. For some of you, that may be on a physical plane. I know many of you see in partners, you know, they're on a regimen, they've had health issues, and the doctor's saying, okay, now's the time. You need to get on that diet. You need to do whatever. And so, and I found, beloved, you know, people think I have a lot of willpower. I really don't. I have done a lot of fasting in my life, but I tell you, I can't do anything on my own. If I try to, you know, abstain or do anything, I'm doomed to failure. But anytime I go to the Lord, I fast, and He gives me supernatural strength. It's an anointing, and I'm able to go as long as He wants me to go, and it's a joy. Why? Because His purposes are involved. And you can do that regardless of what regimen it might be, and it might be spiritually. He might be, you know, and without question, He wants you with Him every day. Spend time in the Word. You may not have a lot of time. Your life could be very full. You've got a full-time job. But still, the important thing is, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, start with that, and you'll find He'll make ways for you to increase that. Remember that we're living in a fallen world. There's such pollution and negativity in this world, and we need to be separated from that. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Romans 12 and 2 says what? Let me just read that. I trust it is a very familiar passage. Let me get to Romans. Romans 12 and 2, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind needs to be renewed, and we have to be transformed in that process. It will happen as we put God's thoughts, His ways, His principles in our hearts. Now, there are many Christians, they don't do that. They're extremely negative. Have you found that sometimes in the household of faith? It's like, oh dear, here comes Sister so-and-so. But if they died, they'd go to heaven. But there is such oppression that they live under, such a demonic attack, that they've not learned how to walk in victory. And you know, beloved, there's many Christians I know now, they've gone on to their reward, they're with the Lord, but they never really walked in the victory that God has for them. And I've asked that personally in my life. I said, Lord, I've known so many. They're precious. They love God with all their heart, but they never allowed God to heal their soul. He's our good shepherd who restores our soul to bring it back to a place of health that He created us to be in. Our spirit, our heart must be healthy. Now, how can we do this? There's a process. There's some spiritual things we can do. And to do that, I want to turn to the book of Psalms, the very first psalm, and read verses 1 through 3. And as I say, my version is always the King James. Authorized King James. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise God. So there are three things I'd like to emphasize to you that we can do as we're waiting on God. First of all, we need to delight ourselves in the Lord and delight ourselves in His Word. They're one and the same, because the Word is simply an expression of His heart and His will. What does Psalm 37 and 4 says? If you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. And praise God that we are under grace, this wonderful new covenant that we're in. And now God wants us to delight in His heart. And what is His heart? He's a God of love, of mercy, of graciousness. He is a just God. He demands justice. There's one day he will take great vengeance upon his enemies. Those who will refuse his grace, those who have refused Jesus, but his heart toward his people is to personally give you prosperity and success and increase in a very personal way. To do that, we have to put God first. And some of the desires in your heart, as you walk with God, you may find he be changing those desires. And there are some, you know, that are perhaps they're sinners or they're just young Christians, and they're afraid to surrender. They've got this picture of God as a mean, stern, ugly taskmaster with a big old stick up in the heavens just waiting to knock you on the head because you did something wrong. And that how that must grieve the heart of the Father. He is not that way at all. We don't need to be afraid to surrender to him, to give our lives to God in salvation, declaring him as our Savior and Lord, or even if we're just new in the Lord. He doesn't want to take away from you. If he takes anything from you, it's because it's going to harm you. You may not know that, but he knows what's going to be very, very best for you. He's got your very best interest at heart. And so what he's inviting us to do is to look into his heart, what he desires for you. He wants ownership or lordship of your desires, to just surrender your desires and say, Lord, any desire that's not of you, just take it away. Praise God. Well, again, my time has just flown away. We've been talking about the first thing we need to do, and that is to delight ourselves in God as we wait upon him. And tomorrow we're going to continue right on in this message. I hope you can join me. In just a few seconds, the announcer is going to give our contact information, and I invite you to write. And UCM Partners, I just want to thank you so much for your prayer support, for your financial help, for all that you do to allow us to remain on this station. I think it's probably been since, 1970, Brother Glass first started broadcasting on radio station KFAX. That's a long time. Anyway, it's a blessing to be able to assume that mantle and carry on where he left off, praise God. And it's our desire that the Lord be glorified in everything we do and that your heart would see Christ unveiled and that he is in you, the hope of glory. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.